from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mornings on the Game means more of the morning shift.
Nice!
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
AM Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now we're brought to you by Zero Res Smart, Lasting Clean. It's Mike. It's Bo. It's Kelly Price. It's Kelly Price's unborn child. He's been hanging out all morning here.
I'm sorry. I know what you're trying to do, but that just sounded like really creepy and weird.
It's only creepy to you.
Well, I think Kelly's given the awkward, how do I not act like that creep me out laugh.
I guess there is four of us in here. There are four of us.
It's only creepy for you, Bo. And maybe some other people in their car. I'm sure you'll let me know at 929 Morning Shift if you want to weigh in on that as well. At MP Johnson 79 if you just want to direct it right at me. That's okay.
Dylan thought it was cringe.
Yeah. Well, so now Dylan gets to judge everything. Day-Day, do you think it was cringe? I know that's what Bo's coming to next.
Yeah, Day-Day. Dylan told me
let
my ear.
Let that man talk.
He said me and Day-Day think it's cringe.
Yeah, that's all right. It is probably. That's okay. I'm just happy for
tell him, Day-Day.
It's coming from
he's
a place
just excited.
Love. We
it's
appreciate
a place, exactly.
That.
You see that? That's a dad
being
right
nice.
There.
You being that's too a, nice. You knew it was
cringe.
That's
a dad right there. He's just excited. That's a dad letting him know. All right, so we got the Paris Olympics on the TV a little bit, and track and field started yesterday. It's a lot of fun to keep track of. But we've also been keeping track of Atlanta Falcons training camp, and they will be at Mercedes-Benz tonight. But do you know what time that starts tonight? Is that 6 o'clock? Is that what we're dealing with?
I believe so, but now that you've put me on the spot, I will find out quickly. I mean, you could have set me up a little bit better for that. So, hey, what time's that start tonight?
All right,
get
well,
it ready.
Nobody wants to know how the sausage is made. We're going to talk about this secondary, though.
6 to 8 practice tonight. It's $5 tickets. It's all for charity.
Well, there you go. That wasn't that bad. So DeMarco Hellams talked to the media, and he's also – and part of that was our friend Kelly Price over here. But he talked about Kirk Cousins every day in practice and helping this defense.
Oh, he definitely can make us better. You know, we're getting a look almost every day from one of the best quarterbacks in the league. So I'm sure when we go into the game, we prepare for a quarterback. You know, they're good quarterbacks in the league, but they may not be as good as Kirk. It's going to be easier for us as a defense.
I love that a lot of these guys have started pointing, and I brought up this a minute ago. I never really thought about a quarterback sharpening actual corners. The secondary as a whole, yes. I think Jesse Bates is going to get much better playing against Kirk Cousins. I think DeMarco Hellams will. But we've really started talking about not only the secondary and the corners, but the entire defense, because he is going to make you look bad if you do not do everything right.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the thing that also strikes me about what DeMarco said there was just how glowing he was talking about Kirk, which we've heard from the offensive side of the ball and from coaches and from a bunch of people. But to hear that from the defensive side of the ball was very interesting to me. You don't normally hear them kind of shout out the offense, especially once the pads come on, because then it's like, oh, offense versus defense.
Right.
So I thought that was kind of cool that he gave him a shout out.
Yeah. Bo, do you think that the defense's reaction, at least some of the clips we've heard from Atlanta Falcons safeties, and I guess most of all of them, but a lot of them have been asked about Kirk Cousins. I wonder in the back of my head, having been in some of these situations, if it is a direct reflection on what we saw in training camp last year. Because you and I talked a ton throughout training camp. It's like, you know, well, Ritter is going to sit out the preseason games. He's been good. We haven't seen some of the throws down the middle challenging, you know, this secondary. But now you are seeing those throws down the middle. And to Kirk Cousins, like he told us Wednesday afternoon, he got picked off by Jesse Bates trying to throw the ball down the middle.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, if you're never go against anything, you're not prepared for it. So you don't know how to react. And, you know, you talk about, You never thought about how a quarterback can make a defensive back better. Well, it's just like the play we saw, and I think it was even Penix that made this throw, where A.J. was in perfect coverage, but the ball was just thrown perfectly, and it was where only the receiver could get it. You just learn how – you learn, and the coaches are able to coach these guys how to react to those situations better moving forward. It's just like when you're an offensive lineman, and I know you hate – I know you guys hate doing these things, but like the one-on-one drills where you line up and – now you're over here and you're going against John Abraham because when you played, that was who you got to go against. And does that not prepare you for when you go against these better pass rushers? I mean,
it's different to say though, because I don't think of it in the same light. You know, one on one when DeMarco Ellis is going against Kyle Pitts, that's what we're watching. And obviously Kyle Pitts has gotten the best of him. But I think where the difference comes in for me in those two conversations is as an offensive lineman, yes, you get better in pass pro and one on one pass rush. But this situation is more like watching the rotation of a safety rolling down into the box and watching the linebackers shift and having to identify the Mike linebacker in the run game. I think that's where it kind of – that obviously makes you different, but it's different to me than doing a one-on-one pass protection or a one-on-one run drill, because it's a cerebral kind of test.
And it's also – I know that sometimes DBs will they'll gaze into the eyes of the quarterback.
Yeah.
And they'll say, where – I'm following his eyes. That's where the ball's going. And that's not where the ball goes.
All right, now.
That's not where the ball goes.
You wouldn't point to me making things weird a little bit earlier.
Well,
the sultry sounds of Squidbilly on here talking about gazing into eyes.
Hey, they're putting GoPros on these guys' helmets,
yeah.
So now you can really
track like that. And Kelly, that's such a good point because we've talked to a ton, me and Bo have, and I think you have as well, about the big screen out at practice and how quickly Kirk has walked over there with Raheem and kind of been like, check this out, look at this, watch this route. I even saw him talking, I think it was Charlie Warner the other day, about kind of sitting down in between his zone. The GoPro, the screens, there's a lot of tools at their disposal.
Yeah, they're using a lot of technology, which is kind of interesting to see. And I haven't really seen the GoPro thing around the league, and the screen thing's kind of unique. So they're definitely bringing some innovative approaches to get every angle and all the information possible. And like to our point, like the GoPro thing, anybody on the team can watch that. Like DeMarco Helms can go and watch that footage and see, all right, where was Kirk really looking?
I'm not sure I realized that, but that's a great point.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that all that stuff's available for them to check out and use as a resource.
That's a great point.
And you're talking, we're having this whole conversation about the DBs and how it's sharpening them. But it's, when I asked Kirk about, you know, and Dave Archer and I were talking about this before we had Kirk Cousins, and I was like, you're talking about how quarterbacks, a read will take you over here, but I asked Kirk, hey, how often do you go against the read just to keep guys and remind them that they've got to stay alive in a play because you never know what's happened, or also to kind of test guys and earn that trust and that chemistry. And he talked about, he's like, yeah, he's like, I don't care about completion percentage in the training camp. He's like, I'm just wanting to, you know, do put guys up to bat. And that's keeping those receivers sharp because that's helping them hone their skills, because they might not be the reading that route. They might not be open, but they're going to get a chance for a 50-50 ball or whatever. And just keeping these guys ready and in place.
Yeah, he's trying to get them ready to kind of play their role, and he'll get to know guys like Drake London and Kyle Pitts and what they can do when they are given the chance to go up and get a 50-50 ball, because that's what happens in the NFL sometimes. All right, Raheem Morris actually joined the Pivot podcast with Ryan Clark and Channing Crowder and got a chance to talk about some of this no-name defense.
Right, because we got some dudes on our team, and I got a lot of belief in, right? Because you know what it is? This thing that we play is like ultimate role clarity. And you know what it is? If you give a guy a role and he owns it and he takes that thing and he runs with it, then people start to know him. They become household names. And that's what we want, right? I'm going to breathe this belief in my guys. I promise you, we're going to be all right.
And look, I think, you know, we have the privilege of being on the grounds every day, and we have the privilege of getting to know a lot of these guys. And it was, I think Bo has certain feelings about the question that was asked about them being a bunch of guys of no names.
It was,
I know
the
Jesse
way it
Bates,
was asked.
And I don't know any of the other ones.
He didn't even name Jesse Bates. He said, you have no household names. You have no names on your defense. And Ra goes, Jesse Bates is a
right.
no name.
Yeah.
Grady Jarrett's a no name. And it was and I like how Ra responded. And then Ra goes, "Well, yeah. I know those two." And Raheem was like, "You know what? Not every defense has a bunch of stars on it. In fact, and that was his whole thing about playing and playing your role and doing your job." And he goes, "If you do your job on defense, you will get a name." Caden Ellis had 7 sacks in New Orleans 2 years ago because he did what? His job. He kept his pass rush integrity. He did exactly what was asked of him every play when he was out there, and it turned him into a guy that made big plays.
I think it's interesting we've heard this term role clarity this training camp versus the last year
word.
For sure we heard positionless football, which I'm just curious what y'all's take is on that shift, right? Like it feels, as a player,
it's like
what is it
messaging.
Like to hear your coach say, oh, we're going to play positionless football, and then now there's role clarity.
Yeah, that's probably usually... I don't know. I kind of bought into it last year, to be honest with you, the positionless thing.
We all did, because it's what we were sold.
Well, and it wasn't just – I mean, we've talked a ton. We've talked, Kyle Pitts is going to play wide receiver. He always played wide receiver, right? I mean, he's lining up, you know, at the top of the trips or whatever you want to call it. But having Bijan in the fold and adding him to a backfield that featured Cordarrelle Patterson, who came into the league as a wide receiver, and you expected Bijan to line up in the slot a lot last year – you were kind of like, man, you can literally just throw out skill players and just see where they kind of land, and you can kind of make offensive plays from that. So it has been funny, because it does feel a little bit like that's how the secondary is this year, because we've talked a ton about Mike Hughes, and does he start on the outside? Does Clark Phillips take that role? If he does Mike Hughes slot into the nickel? And, you know, how many different things can they do? And you go down to the linebacking group, right? Hey, Caden Ellis and Troy Anderson and Nate Lamb, and they're all battling for a spot, but maybe if Caden Ellis isn't in that first rotation, he can come line up on the outside and rush the edge or drop into the flat. It does feel like the defense is more that no-name, positionless kind of role this year, and role clarity is such a good way to put it, Kelly. But I just think that it's funny how that has kind of transitioned and those conversations change.
I honestly think they're just using different terminology. I think the role clarity for Kyle Pitts is you're going to do a multitude of things, including at sometimes play wide receiver. I think the thing for Caden Ellis is you're going to do a multitude of things, including dropping coverage, including play that Mike linebacker, and at times line up on the edge when we put Troy Anderson in there with Nate Lamb. I think it's honestly, to me, the difference in just trying to be cute with your wording and trying to play the, well, we have positionless football. But they got a lot of guys that can do a lot of things, and that's the beauty of what you might not have stars on defense, but you kind of know, James Smith Williams, like that guy is a guy that can come in here and do a couple of things, but he's very good in the run game. To me, he's going to be Bud Dupree. I think he's going to be Bud Dupree in this defense. Now, it's a different defense, different type, but I think that's going to be kind of his role in a lot of ways.
Yeah, it is interesting too, Kelly, and we were obviously all talking about Ryan Clark and kind of him asking that question, and is it, you know, quote-unquote disrespectful for him to say this is a no-name defense? I'm surprised Raheem didn't come back and say, you know, at one point Ryan Clark was a no-name guy too, and suddenly Ryan Clark kind of breaks onto the scene, and now Ryan Clark's all over ESPN. So at one point, Ryan Clark was kind of that guy too, right?
Yeah, the louder you yell, the more people are going to listen, right? But I think Raheem...
Really? Well, I can get on that.
We hear your good morning every morning. No, but I think Raheem's going to fight for his guys, and that's why people love him.
I love it, and that's what he brings to the room. All right, we got to go to break. On the other side, we're going to go in the huddle. There was, in fact, football on television last night. It wasn't an entire game, but boy, there's a lot of fun stuff to watch. And also, a couple of injuries around the NFL that could affect some really good football teams. The Morning Shift rolls on. Mike Bowen Kelly here on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Don't touch that dial.
This is The Morning Shift.
All of them are really, really hot.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour brought to you by Zero Res. Smart, lasting, clean. We're going to get to In the Huddle in just a minute. There was, in fact, football on TV last night. I'll tell you what the most interesting part of that game was and why it didn't go the distance up there in Canton. We're also going to get some Braves news in just 1 second. But I do have to tell the people out there what Bo and I are doing today after the show is over. We are going...
Are we going to get breakfast?
Well, that too, probably. That way the lady at Chick-fil-A can say, Bayou? Is Bayou here? And Bo's like, she's not talking to me. But in fact, she was. We're going to go down to Atlanta Motor Speedway, and we are going to do NASCAR ride-alongs down there at Atlanta Motor Speedway. They were kind enough to extend us an invite. I'm going to try to make sure we have a camera on Squid's face throughout this entire ordeal, because I can only imagine... not only is he going to be terrified, but, you know, hopefully with the speed rolling up, his cheeks will be flapping.
I'm sorry, terrified?
Terrified.
I've done it before. Also, I won't have the open... They're not going to put me in an open-face helmet like Dale Earnhardt used to wear. I mean, unfortunately...
Hopefully we can see your eyes.
I'm going to ask for the open... Can I have the open face?
You're
going to
do the unilens goggles?
Should have brought my own helmet.
Oh, man.
See what they said.
Bike helmet.
I'm going to try to talk to the guy and let me drive. Like, hey, man, why don't you do the ride-along and let me drive? Because I did this years ago when I was doing landscaping. Bobcat brought everybody down and they like to show off the new equipment. And they're like, hey, we're going to do ride-alongs. And I got actually riding that. That was when Dale Jr. drove the Budweiser, the 8. So I got to ride in that replica car, and it was really fun. But this is a completely different track now.
Right.
And I think Kelly's done this before. And with the new track, and they're going to do pack racing, which is what I'm super excited about.
Did you actually go in a race car, or did you drive your own car?
No. Yeah, I drove my Honda CR-V.
They do that. They do a charity thing.
No, they totally do. Yeah, but I drove an actual stock car, stick shift, all the things. I went 141 miles per hour. I just checked on my story here. Back in 2022, right after they repaved it. And the great repave and rebuild that they did at AMS. Yeah. And it, I was surprised they even let us on there because, like, NASCAR hadn't even been there. The Cup Series hadn't even been there at that point. So it was crazy. The banking, I had never done anything like that, but the banking was pretty crazy and intense. It wasn't a ride-along. I actually drove the car. Yeah, so
I've
if you guys go faster than 141, then you went faster than me. Otherwise, I'm going to keep that
bubble,
title.
But I did do this at Talladega. And you know how I know my wife loves me?
Probably so cool.
My wife loves me because she bought this for me for our wedding gift. She was actually bought me the ability to go drive a stock car. And I think they were lying, Kelly. I actually have wanted to go back and watch the GoPro and see if I could do the timing line to see how fast I was actually going. But it said a 171. That's what they gave me, 171.
I can see that at Talladega, though.
I was hauling. I wasn't even lit. I have a spotter, and he's like, hey, lift, slow down, lift. And I was like so zoned into the G's going to the turn. I was like, oh, sorry. I didn't even hear you the first time.
I have a quick question. So when you go to drive these stock cars, are they all stick shift? Like, do you have to know how how to drive stick be able to drive it?
This is going to be one of the toughest admissions of guilt that I've ever done on the show. I stalled it out on
I did on my first try, too.
Almost
everybody does if they've never done it before.
Yeah, it was tough.
That's not – honestly, that is – look, if you've ever driven a whatever you call it, manual stick shift – you're going to stall it out. That's not a big deal.
It was hard, man.
Because all of these cars have different – the clutches are different. They have different release points for the clutch. I mean, and you don't want to be the guy that's like basically got it revved so high that it sounds like you're going to – you know, that it's like, dude, easy. But you have to give it some good gas to not stall it because of the clutch point.
And it's – when you've never driven that kind of car, Kelly, it's – there was a crowd there. I was a little bit embarrassed, but
you have all the other people from the NASCAR driving experience watching you when you're doing
this. Because
I did it as like a media story, but then you have all these other like people that paid for the experience, like you did, watching, and you're just like, oh. And I remember being in the little like training they do beforehand. They're like, who hasn't driven stick shift? I'm literally the only person that raises my hand. I'm like, oh no.
The most fun I ever had driving a car on a regular basis was when I had a 2011. They put the new 5.0 in the old Mustangs. It's a 6-speed. Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's so much fun going through those gears. I love driving a 6-shift. You can't do it in a truck, but
All right, real quick, let's hit a little bit of Braves. They go and win the game 4-2 last night at Truist Park against the Miami Marlins. Jorge Soler made his debut. Charlie Morton was on fire. Only threw 96 pitches to get through 6 innings with 6 Ks and no earned runs. And the bullpen was pretty good thereafter. You got Dylan Lee. Luke Jackson made his debut as well. A.J. Minter and Raisel Iglesias. Just like you drew it up. But Matt Olson with another tater. And this offense, look, 4 runs last night, but they continued to roll a little bit. Soler was not great at the plate, but the ovation for him looked pretty good on TV. It looked like people were excited to have him back in the building.
Are you complaining about 4 runs? Is that what I just heard? Only 4 runs?
Well, I'm not complaining about 4 runs.
What a difference a week can make.
I'm not complaining about 4 runs at all. I'm just thinking when you look at the hit column and you see that they've had a lot of hits recently, and I just want to see those. I want to see guys on base when they start hitting these taters. And you did see that with Matt Olson last night, but it just hasn't been the case recently. So, yes, I mean, whenever you get Charlie Moe on the mound, I'll be honest, I'm looking for more than 4 runs, but not against the Miami Marlins. I'm good with it.
I think 4 runs gets you at least Charlie Morton in no decision most nights, and then you can get to the bullpen and hold course. And look, the one thing we know, Kelly, is we have the second best bullpen in baseball, right behind the Indians as far as ERA and those things go. We have the second best. The fact of the matter is the fact that we're scoring, we seem to be almost averaging 4 runs a game over the last 5 or 6 games, which is incredible. That's what you want. This team is playing pretty good right now. You got Schwellenbach going tonight, which is it's pretty cool when you can throw Chris Sale, then get almost 6 1/3, I think, from him of 2 earned runs. Throw Charlie Moe, get 6 innings of no earned runs. Obviously, there was 1 run that scored while he was pitching, and then come back out and you got Schwellenbach going tonight. Who has been? He's got 8 innings now of an 8-inning scoreless streak right now.
We know what the pitching's been doing. We know what the offense is kind of starting to do, but it's also this schedule they've got coming up, right? After this 10-game trip to Denver, San Francisco, Anaheim, Milwaukee's the only club they're really playing in this kind of stretch with a winning record. Remaining opponents throughout the rest of the season, .485 winning percentage. The Phillies, on the other hand, all their guys they're playing are over .500 combined. So I mean, the schedule kind of works their favor.
It's a flip. That was what the Braves had in the first half, and the Phillies had, and now it's flipped.
Yeah, let's go in the huddle.
It's time Bring it in close.
The latest NFL news, rumors, reports, and happenings.
Within the Huddle on the Morning Shift.
Rippon out of the pistol. On third down, takes the snap, looking out left, throws toward the back of the end zone, touchdown. Colin Johnson got separation from Chris Boyd and hauls it in. And the touchdown has given the Bears the lead for the first time tonight. It's 20-17.
Don't adjust your signal. NFL football was happening last night as the Texans and Bears faced off in the Hall of Fame game. You did not see C.J. Stroud. You did not see Caleb Williams, which honestly, like, 6 years from now, that could be an incredible quarterback matchup. Actually, maybe 3 years from now. Obviously, those two guys plan on being around for a long time. You did see Brett Rypien. I actually think he kind of stole the show. The rain shortened the game last night, ended in the third quarter after a 36-minute delay. But Brett Rypien was really, really good last night. You also got a chance to see the new kickoff rules kind of come into play, which was really interesting for me.
Yeah, kind of a mixed bag on the kickoff. I think it was one, like, 31-yarder or whatever. I got in the truck after MGA last night and listening to it on 92.9, so it was always cool to hear the game on here. But, you know, C.J. Stroud, none of the Texans real guys play. Cam Akers came back from that Achilles, and I think he hurt it in week 9, and he's back, so that's a good sign. He looked pretty good and looked pretty explosive. But, don't make anything of that because most of the guys playing last night won't be playing in regular season.
And I didn't even say the final score because it's not even worth talking about. But I think anybody that watched it, you tuned in. I actually got a push notification, Kelly, from the NFL, and it was like, hey, you want to see the new kickoffs? Tune in right now at 8 o'clock.
Right. And, like, to your point earlier, like, you see Texans and Bears, and you're like, oh, that actually would be a pretty good matchup, except it's preseason game number one. But the kickoff rule, I know you were just talking about it, but none of the 8 kickoffs were returned past the 32. 3 of them brought to the 26 yard farther than the old touchbacks. But I think this is going to be something to watch in the preseason as teams try to figure out, like, what does this look like in a game scenario? Maybe you see some actual, you know, returners and not like some backup, trying to figure out what this feels like in a game scenario.
Right. You do wonder, and this point was brought up on the field the other day at practice. You do wonder if you got in a pinch, would you see a Bijan? Like, if you needed something electric to happen at the game, would you see a Bijan, kind of go back and field that if you felt like you were really, you know, in a situation where a house call could be nice? I will say this, and real quick, and we got to go to break. There was a situation last night where it was windy, and I did not realize this was going to be part of the rule, where the punter actually came in. And because of the close coverage lanes, the punter came in and held the nose of the football so they could kick it off. And then he had to immediately exit the field. He had to, like, sprint off the field like he had come out and gotten tea. It was one of the craziest. And they were like, all right, make sure you pay attention to this. The punter is going to be on the field. And then he has to exit as fast as he can. So, and they held it, and he, like, sprinted off the field.
So kind of like the little kid that runs across and grabs
it. Exactly. I was just about to say that.
It's exactly what it looked like. All right, we got to head to break. Coming up on the other side, you don't want to miss it. It's Fair Foul Friday. I got a massive parenting announcement of my own. You don't want to miss out on the other side. It's the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 929 The Game.
Getting your day started.
Go ahead.
With the Morning Shift.
Time for the show on Sports Radio 929 The Game.
It's time to rant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Fair or Foul Friday on Mic'd Up.
On the Morning Shift.
Sports Radio 929, The Game. Mike Bow and Miss Kelly Price hanging out with us here on a Friday. It is a Fair or Foul Friday, as Dylan likes to call it. It is a Fry-yay. I'm still kind of undecided. I like the enthusiasm, though, when he says Fry-yay, so I'm rolling with it for now because I'm a happy guy, and it's Friday, man.
That's right. That's right.
That's right. Bo and I got big plans afterwards. We'll talk about that in Fair Foul just a minute. Kelly was announcing earlier, as she did on socials yesterday, that she is with child. She is expecting, I guess, is the best way to put it. How about that? So this ought to be a very, very fun Fair Foul. You guys ready to rock?
I kind of like with child better.
You kind of like with child better?
Also,
Do I have a say?
Yeah, you do. What do you like better?
With child is a little... Expecting. I don't know.
Aggressive.
Expecting. I haven't heard that one. I like that one better, probably. With child is very, I don't know, it's giving like 1800s or something. I don't know why.
The person that I heard that phrase from first has very... good 1800 vibes.
He looks like he lives in 1800s.
Yeah, he does. Definitely an 1800
I know that
type
person.
Of guy.
Yeah.
All right, how about this one? We got the TV cranked up. Let's start right here. The Olympics have been rocking now for a week. Track and field is the best Olympic sport. Track and field is
winter
the best
and summer
Olympic
or just
sport.
In summer?
All of it. All of it. Fair or foul. Kelly, we'll start with you. Track and field,
oh,
the best
man.
Olympic sport.
That, as the in-house Olympic head here, I don't know. That's
I love that
a very,
title.
Very tough question. I think foul just because I have a lot of other ones that I really like, but I really like track and field, so I don't know. That's
yeah.
tough.
Yeah, that's fine, I guess. Not fair or foul.
That's
fine.
Tough.
How about that, Bo? Track and field, the best Olympic
foul.
Sport.
I'm a downhill skier. Bobsled kind of guy.
Yeah. Didn't see that coming.
I like seeing him hit those little flaggy things and going through them. I think that's kind of cool.
The fact that you're saying
I also,
flaggy things should null and void your
it's
answer.
A technical
I also,
term.
I also like seeing him do the ski and jump, you know, where they hold
they,
it together
oh,
and then they land it.
Put their nose out on
yeah.
their skis. I like that one too.
I'll watch them snowboarding too. They do snowboarding now in the Winter Olympics.
Yeah.
Winter Olympics can be fun.
Games.
Yeah.
Breakdancing is a thing now.
Yeah,
I don't know if that started. I haven't seen it, but I want
my
to
list
see
yet.
It.
It's not climbing
gymnastics.
My list
I mean, there's so many.
There is so many. I'm still track and field.
We're watching table tennis right now.
It's pretty intense.
It is intense.
These guys don't play it like we do.
How about this one? I have volunteered, guys. Y'all love this. I have volunteered to coach my son's 4-year-old t-ball team. I have volunteered to coach my son's 4-year-old t-ball team. So here is the fair foul. Coaching 4-year-old t-ball is going to be fun. This is my inner dialogue. It's going to be fun. I promise.
They
coaching
told us
t-ball
is going to
be fun. What do you think, Kelly?
I think it's going to be foul because you're going to get too into it and they are children who will not be
get
able to live up to
ball.
Your level of expectations.
Starts crying. Yeah, I think you're probably pretty spot on, honestly. What do you think, Bo?
So it's fine, but here's why. Because I think you're going to absolutely love not only coaching your son, but other young kids like you can have an impact in their life. But the foul part, the reason it's fine is that there's going to be probably multiple parents that think their kid is already Chipper Jones.
Yeah.
And it's just going to – and parents always get in the way of youth sports.
I volunteered
That's
to be
true.
An assistant, right? They were like, do you want to be the team – a team parent, an assistant, or a head coach? I was like, I'll be the assistant.
It's something – there's something just kind of wholesome about watching 9 kids run to a baseball all at once.
I saw a video
doing
yesterday.
Like a cartwheel going into home
yeah.
base.
I saw
for
a
no
video
reason.
Yesterday where a kid that was running bases and was standing on second base actually fielded a grounder and threw it to the first base.
Honestly,
so
love all those videos.
Yeah,
same. The best.
So good. All right, how about this one? Let's go Braves. Matt Olson hits his 18th tater last night. Matt Olson finishes with 30 home runs. Bo, we'll start with you. Fair or foul?
It's foul. He's going to finish with 35 to 40. He's going to get red hot.
He's
going to
hit 22 more homers for the next, what is it, 7?
I think 35 is the number for me.
Okay. What do you think, Kelly?
I think it's fair. I don't know if I'm going that high on the number, but I think 30 is reasonable. 30 is
right in the ballpark. Okay. At least you guys
or out of it.
At least you
case.
Guys picked something other than fine on that one. All right, how about this one? The Falcons team receiving yards. Now, I'm going to give you a couple stats. The Falcons team receiving yards will be 500 more receiving yards than they were in 2023. Last year, finished with 3,775. The number one team in the NFL, I'm going to make you guess in just a second, had 4,700 on the dot. So almost 1,000 more for the number one team in the NFL. The Falcons' receiving yards will be 500 more than last year. Bo, we'll start with you.
Well, are tight ends mixed in there and running backs?
Yeah, it's not just receivers. Yeah, it's receivers.
So it's basically the same as passing yards?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. It'll be more. Yeah, it's fair. It'll probably be 4,500.
But I actually think passing yards is affected by sacking the quarterback.
It is, but I think it'll be at least. I think it'll be 4,500 easily.
Okay.
And this is just the Falcons, not throwing picks from last year.
Right. No,
that's not the opposing team's yards.
Those don't count negative or positive when they go the other way.
We might have eclipsed 4,000 if you had the opposing team.
No, I think it's fair. Just on that alone, right? Like he's actually. Kirk Cousins is hopefully going to be throwing it to the correct color jersey this year.
All right, let me ask you this trivia question on the back end. You know which team led the NFL in receiving yards last year? Either one of y'all? Can you take a guess?
I'm going to say the Dolphins.
Close, they were second. Kelly, you got another guess?
I'm not going to say Chiefs because they didn't really turn it on until later in the year.
It's way more obvious than you think
San Francisco?
No.
Probably the Rams.
Nope.
I'll just tell us then.
The Minnesota Vikings.
Can I make it, Jess?
I was going to say
the Chargers.
Minnesota Vikings. Minnesota Vikings.
You know, it's crazy because Cousins had, like, I think Cousins had over 3,000 yards or right at it when he got hurt.
I was going to say that was without him most of the time.
How about this one? Kelly and her husband, both Florida grads. Kelly's kid is going to UGA. Fair or foul?
Those are fighting words. That hope scholarship, Kelly, it's a big thing.
That's the only reason,
by the way, that I went to Florida because we were a military family that ended up in Tampa.
I got you.
So we had bright futures. So yeah. I think if we stay in Georgia, that is probably fair.
Woo!
But I'm going foul just because.
What are you
going to
do when your kid starts barking at you? I mean, come on.
I will
slap
that kid.
What do you think, Bo?
Well,
I will gator chomp that kid into. I'm going to take you back where you came from.
Wow. I think it's fair because the Hope Scholarship is a real deal. One of my good friends that goes on vacation with us and neighbors in the neighborhood, they're both Florida. They grew up in Florida. They're Florida grads. Their kid, their oldest. UGA student.
There you go. How about this one? Bill Belichick will be good on TV. They announced his schedule a couple days ago. He's going to be all over the place this year.
Fair. No one loves talking about football more than Bill Belichick, although he might be more long-winded than me.
Yeah.
I'm going fair, too, which is a boring, you know, I want to be able to debate with you here, but I think it's fair. We saw him during the draft and everything, too. Yeah. We've seen him already on TV, and he's been excellent.
I think he'll have good information. I don't know that it will be a good watch. I think, you know, he's going to be down right here, and he's going to come out.
Look, he's got a lot more personality he lets out. He just doesn't want to let it out.
All right, how about this one? We talked about the passing yards. Atlanta's defense. We talked about it kind of being a no-name. You know, Ryan Clark takes Raheem to task. Atlanta's defense will be top 20 in points allowed. Last year, they were 21.2 points per game, which was good for 19th. So Atlanta will stay in the top 20 in points allowed on defense this year. Bo, we'll start with you.
Fair. The offense is going to be better, which means they're going to have not necessarily longer drives, but they're going to be able to put some pressure. The defense will be able to pin their ears back a little bit more. I'm going to say it's fair.
Well, and the offense is going to score more points, and hopefully that wins you more games. So I say fair, too.
I will be curious to see, because sometimes this does happen when the offense is explosive. Sometimes the defense does tend to relax a little bit. I think your defense knew last year, like against Carolina and Chicago and all these, or especially with the Jets. We had to keep these guys in it, right? So we need to play lockdown defense. All right, last one. And I'm going to use the word terrified. Bo will be terrified at Atlanta Motor Speedway today when he and I climb in those NASCARs and take some hot laps with a professional driver in a draft setting. Kelly, we'll start with you. Terrified is the key word.
I go foul.
Oh, come on.
Just because you said you've done this before, right? So he's done this before. And it's also, by the way, this is a ride-along. You're not actually driving the car. That's different.
Yeah, I think actually Kelly made a good point right at the end. It's foul because I would be much more anxious and nervous if I was driving. Because you don't want to be the guy that wrecks the car.
Right.
I don't
I've
mind.
Been there, man.
I don't mind being in. I'm going to be so strapped in. I don't mind being in the car that wrecks. I just don't want to be the guy driving the car that wrecks.
All right, we're going to have the wake-up call coming up next, 404-726-0929. Here's what I want. Are you headed to the bins to watch the Atlanta Falcons tonight? And if so, what are you looking for? And Kelly is expecting a child. What's your best piece of parenting advice? Your best piece of parenting advice. I've got my own. We'll come back with the wake-up call here on the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 910 again.
Getting your day started.
Go ahead.
With the Morning Shift.
Time for the show.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time to rant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Fair or Foul Friday on Mic'd Up.
On the Morning Shift.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, Mike, Bo, and Miss Kelly Price hanging out with us here on a Friday. It is a Fair Foul Friday, as Dylan likes to call it. It is a Fry-yay. I'm still kind of undecided. I like the enthusiasm, though, when he says Fry-yay, so I'm rolling with it for now because I'm a happy guy, and it's Friday, man.
That's right. That's right.
That's right. Bo and I got big plans afterwards. We'll talk about that in Fair Foul just a minute. Kelly was announcing earlier, as she did on socials yesterday, that she is with child. She is expecting, I guess, is the best way to put it. How about that? So this ought to be a very, very fun Fair Foul. You guys
kinda
ready
like,
to rock?
I kind of like With Child better.
You kind of like With Child better?
Also, you
do
like
I have a say? Or?
Yeah, you do. You do. What do you like better?
With Child is a little...
Expecting.
I don't know. I don't
aggressive?
Like, expecting. I haven't heard that one. I like that one better, probably. With Child is very, I don't know, it's giving like 1800s or something. I don't know why.
The person that I heard that phrase from first has very... good 1800 vibes.
He looks like he lives in 1800s.
Yeah, he does. Definitely an 1800
I know that
type
person.
Of guy.
Yeah.
All right, how about this one? We got the TV cranked up. Let's start right here. The Olympics have been rocking now for a week. Track and field is the best Olympic sport. Track and field is
winter
the best
and summer
Olympic
or just
sport.
In summer?
All of it. All Ooh. Of it. Fair or foul. Kelly, we'll start with you. Track and field,
oh,
the best
man.
Olympic sport.
That as the in-house Olympic head here. I don't know. That's
I love that
a very,
title.
Very tough question. I think foul just because I have a lot of other ones that I really like, but I really like track and field, so I don't know. That's
yeah.
tough.
Yeah, that's fine, I guess. Not fair or foul.
That's
fine.
Tough.
How about that, Bo? Track and field, the best Olympic
foul.
Sport.
I'm a downhill skier, bobsled kind of guy.
Guy?
Yeah.
Didn't see that coming.
I like seeing them hit those little flaggy things and going through them. I think that's kind of cool.
The fact that you're saying
also,
flaggy things should null and void your
it's
answer.
A technical
I also,
term.
I also like seeing them do the ski and jump, you know, where they hold
they,
it together
oh,
and then they land it.
Put their nose out on
yeah.
their skis. I like that one, too.
I'll watch them snowboarding, too. They do snowboarding now in the Winter Olympics.
Yeah.
Winter Olympics can be fun,
games.
Yeah.
Breakdancing is a thing now?
Yeah,
I don't know if that started. I haven't
no.
seen it,
it's not
but I want
my
to
list
see
yet.
It.
It's not
gymnastics. I mean, there's so many.
There is so many. I'm still track and field.
We're watching table tennis right now.
It's pretty intense.
It is intense.
These guys don't play it like we do.
How about this one? I have volunteered, guys. Y'all love this. I have volunteered to coach my son's 4-year-old t-ball team. I have volunteered to coach my son's 4-year-old t-ball team. So here is the fair foul. Coaching 4-year-old t-ball is going to be fun. This is my inner dialogue. It's going to be fun. I promise.
They
coaching
told us
t-ball
is going to
be fun. What do you think, Kelly?
I think it's going to be foul because you're going to get too into it and they are children who will not be able
get
to live up to
ball.
Your level of expectations.
Starts crying. Yeah, I think you're probably pretty spot on, honestly. What do you think, Bo?
So it's fine, but here's why. Because I think you're going to absolutely love not only coaching your son, but other young kids like you can have an impact in their life. But the foul part, the reason it's fine is that there's going to be probably multiple parents that think their kid is already Chipper Jones.
Yeah.
And it's just going to – and parents always get in the way of youth sports.
I volunteered
That's
to be
true.
An assistant, right? They were like, do you want to be the team – a team parent, an assistant, or a head coach? I was like, I'll be the assistant.
It's something – there's something just kind of wholesome about watching 9 kids run to a baseball all at once.
I saw a video
doing,
yesterday.
Like a cartwheel going into home
yeah.
base.
I saw
for
a video
reason.
Yesterday where a kid that was running bases and was standing on second base actually fielded a grounder and threw it to the first base.
Honestly, so love all those videos.
Yeah, same.
They're the best.
So good. All right, how about this one? Let's go Braves. Matt Olson hits his 18th tater last night. Matt Olson finishes with 30 home runs. Finishes with 30 home runs. Bo, we'll start with you. Fair
it's,
or foul?
It's foul. He's going to finish with 35-40. He's going to get red hot. He's,
you think
I'm
he's
telling you.
He's going to hit 22 more homers for the next, what is it, 7?
I think 35 is the number for me.
Okay. What do you think, Kelly?
I think it's fair. I don't know if I'm going that high on the number, but I think 30 is reasonable.
30 is right in the ballpark. Okay. At least you guys
or out of it.
At least you
case.
Guys picked something other than fine on that one. All right, how about this one? The Falcons team receiving yards. Now, I'm going to give you a couple stats. The Falcons team receiving yards will be 500 more receiving yards than they were in 2023. Last year, finished with 3,775. The number one team in the NFL, I'm going to make you guess in just a second, had 4,700 on the dot. So almost 1,000 more for the number one team in the NFL. The Falcons' receiving yards will be 500 more than last year. Bo, we'll start with you.
Well, are tight ends mixed in there
yeah,
and running backs?
Yeah, it's not just receivers. Yeah, it's receiving
So it's
yards.
Basically the same as passing yards.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. It's it'll be more. Yeah, it's fair. It'll probably be 4,500.
But I actually think passing yards is affected by sacking the quarterback.
It is, but I think it'll be at least. I think it'll be 4,500 easily.
Okay.
And this is just the Falcons, not throwing picks from
yeah,
last year.
Right. No.
Not the opposing team's yards.
Those are those don't count negative or positive when they go the other way.
We might have eclipsed 4,000 if you had the opposing team.
No, I think it's fair just on that alone, right? Yeah. Like, he's actually, Kirk Cousins is hopefully going to be throwing it to the correct color jersey this year.
All right, let me ask you this trivia question on the back end. You know which team led the NFL in receiving yards last year? Either one of y'all? Can you take a guess?
I'm going to say the Dolphins.
Close, they were second. Kelly, you got another guess?
I'm not going to say Chiefs because they didn't really turn it on until later in the year.
It's way more obvious than you think.
San Francisco?
No.
Probably the Rams.
Nope.
I'll just tell us then.
Can I make it just?
Oh. Minnesota. Sorry.
I was going to say the Chargers.
Minnesota Vikings.
Minnesota Vikings. You know, it's crazy because Cousins had Cousins had over 3,000 yards or right at it when he got hurt.
I was saying that was without him most of the time.
How about this one? Kelly and her husband, both Florida grads. Kelly's kid is going to UGA. Fair or foul?
Those are fighting words.
That hope scholarship, Kelly. You know, it's a big thing.
That's the only reason, by the way, that I went to Florida, because we were a military family that ended up in Tampa.
I got you.
So we had bright futures. So I think if we stay in Georgia, that is probably fair.
Woo!
But I'm going foul just because.
What are you
going to
do when your kid starts barking at you? I mean, come on.
I will
slap that
kid.
What do you think, Bo?
Well,
I will gator chomp that kid into. I'm going to take you back where you came from.
Wow. I think it's fair because the Hope Scholarship is a real deal. One of my good friends that goes on vacation with us and neighbors in the neighborhood, they're both Florida. They grew up in Florida. They're Florida grads. Their kid, their oldest. UGA student.
There you go. How about this one? Bill Belichick will be good on TV. They announced his schedule a couple days ago. He's going to be all over the place this year.
Fair. No one loves talking about football more than Bill Belichick, although he might be more long-winded than me.
Yeah.
I'm going fair, too, which is a boring, I want to be able to debate with you here, but I think it's fair. We saw him during the draft and everything, too. Yeah. We've seen him already on TV, and he's been excellent.
I think he'll have good information. I don't know that it will be a good watch. I think he's going to be done right here, and he's going to come out.
Look, he's got a lot more personality he lets out. He just doesn't want to let it out.
All right, how about this one? We talked about the passing yards. Atlanta's defense. We talked about it kind of being a no-name. Ryan Clark takes Raheem to task. Atlanta's defense will be top 20 in points allowed. Last year, they were 21.2 points per game, which was good for 19th. So Atlanta will stay in the top 20 in points allowed on defense this year. But we'll start with you.
Fair. The offense is going to be better, which means they're going to have not necessarily longer drives, but they're going to be able to put some pressure. The defense will pin their ears back a little bit more. I'm going to say it's fair.
Well, and the offense is going to score more points, and hopefully that wins you more games. So I say fair, too.
I will be curious to see, because sometimes this does happen when the offense is explosive. Sometimes the defense does tend to relax a little bit. I think your defense knew last year, like against Carolina and Chicago and all these, or especially with the Jets. We had to keep these guys in it, right? So we need to play lockdown defense. All right, last one, and I'm going to use the word terrified. Bo will be terrified at Atlanta Motor Speedway today when he and I climb in those NASCARs and take some hot laps with a professional driver in a draft setting. Kelly, we'll start with you. Terrified is the key word.
I go foul.
Oh, come on.
Just because you said you've done this before, right? So he's done this before. And it's also, by the way, this is a ride-along. You're not actually driving the car. That's different.
Yeah, I think actually Kelly made a good point right at the end. It's foul because I would be much more anxious and nervous if I was driving. Because you don't want to be the guy that wrecks the car.
Right.
I don't
I've
mind.
Been there, man.
I don't mind being in. I'm going to be strapped in. I don't mind being in the car that wrecks. I just don't want to be the guy driving the car that wrecks.
All right, we're going to have the wake-up call coming up next, 404-726-0929. Here's what I want. Are you headed to the bins to watch the Atlanta Falcons tonight? And if so, what are you looking for? And Kelly is expecting a child. What's your best piece of parenting advice? Your best piece of parenting advice. I've got my own. We'll come back with the wake-up call here on the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 910 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.